these cool little kids just popped into our studios. I think, Charles, how old are you, Charles?
6.
You're 6 years old. And Eliana, how old are you?
7.
7. Okay, so you got him by a year, right? Okay. Well, and where are you guys from?
Hardin, Montana.
Hardin, Montana. All right, what have you guys been doing for fun? What are you doing to get ready for Christmas?
You're doing a Christmas dinner for the homeless people.
That is so cool. Yeah. So, Eliana, you're doing this Christmas dinner for the homeless people. What made you decide to make that happen?
Because it's almost Christmas and the homeless people don't have a home. So I wanted to do a Christmas dinner for them.
Yeah. So you're actually going to do a real full-blown Christmas dinner in Hardin, right?
Yes.
That is so cool. What should a Christmas dinner look like? What should it have?
Food.
And it's also going to have presents.
Are they going to have presents at the dinner too?
We're going to give them presents.
Wow, that's really cool. So who first came up with the idea, or were you both? Eliana, you first came up with this, huh?
Yes.
What did you?
And then she told me, and then we both told our parents, and then they said yes.
They've got mom chauffeuring them up here to the radio studios with us. But yeah, this was such a cool idea. So this is a Christmas dinner party that they're going to be doing in Hardin, Montana, Christmas Day, 3 to 5 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church. It's a Christmas dinner party for people without homes. And Charles and Eliana, a couple cute little kids that are here with us in studio. Their mom, Amanda Peterman, is with us here as well. Amanda, great to see you.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you so much for having us on the radio this morning. Mostly, we just wanted to get the word out for folks that don't have a place to go on Christmas. We'll be the community, so Eliana and Charles put together a letter. They went around, they asked for donations. The community has really rallied around them to help support them, because before this year, maybe in years past, but not since we've lived in Hardin, which has been about 8 or 9 years, there's no place that actually serves a hot Christmas dinner. And they came to my husband Will and I and asked us to feed the homeless, and so we thought, well, that's a great idea. We'll help them do it. And the community has pitched in. People are going to cook turkeys, stuffing, green beans, cranberry sauce, dessert.
Yeah, Charles said turkeys too. That's key. Yeah. So literally, this was just your two little kids that were just, were they playing? What were they doing? And they came to you with this idea kind of out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah. I think they see a lot of folks walking by. So I think that they're aware of the homeless in our community. And then we were eating dinner one night and they just said to us, we'd really like to have a Christmas dinner for the homeless people. And so, you know, my first thought was, okay, let's just take you down and serve. But then we found out there's no place that does that.
And yeah, because in like Billings and in the bigger cities, you know, you've got the Montana Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, and a lot of places that do a lot of things for the homeless populations. But in smaller towns like Hardin, yeah, there was no option, huh?
Right. And so I wanted to keep them kind of close to home on Christmas so they could still have their Christmas morning. And then, so we'll, like you said, we'll serve at the First United Methodist Church. That's 122 5th Street West on Christmas Day from 3 to 5. And so if folks want to come out and help, we're welcoming anyone that would like to come help serve, clean up, or set up. But also if somebody doesn't have a place to go. The kids, their main goal besides doing the dinner was they wanted to get everyone a present. So they've raised money so that they can go shopping to get everyone a present.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's not only a Christmas dinner for the homeless, but also if you just don't have anywhere to go or anybody to be with on Christmas, and good, great opportunity to be with the community, whether serving capacity or just receiving the meal as well.
Absolutely. So we talked with a different groups in the community, and they told us that, you know, like what they estimated the homeless population to be. But we thought, because it's been such a hard year economically with inflation, that there may be more families that might not be able to provide a Christmas dinner for themselves or presents. So that's why we are planning for more people than just the homeless population.
Yeah, because not only do you have Hardin, but I'd imagine even folks from down the road in Crow Agency and elsewhere are available to come into town for it.
Absolutely. So I've been chauffeuring them around. They've been putting up signs in Crow and Hardin, trying to reach out to folks in the larger Bighorn, you know, county. But even, I mean, if somebody wanted to come down from Billings, we would welcome them too.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, because it's 45-minute drive, and it's later in the afternoon, so you can still do your own, you know, Christmas at home, and you can do your Christmas meal if you're a midday kind of person. Do it a little earlier, like at lunch, or do a Christmas brunch, and then head down to Hardin for it. If anybody wants to give financial support, is there still a way to offer some financial support for it as well?
Yes. So we set up a Gmail account for the kids for this, so that if somebody wanted to reach out and still donate, they're welcome to. It's homelesschristmasdinnerparty@gmail.com. All one word, homelesschristmasdinnerparty@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Amanda Peterman, thanks for what you're doing. And I know you grew up in Boyd, Montana. Your husband's from Whitefish. So a couple of good Montana folks taking care of their friends and neighbors. But it's so cool that it was just the idea of your little kids, and the fact that you're supporting them in this. I mean, this will be something they'll never forget, I'll bet. So that's incredible. So thanks for joining us and sharing that story.
You're welcome. And thanks so much for having us.